We're going to be looking at Romans chapter 8 in the New Testament, verses 28 through 30.
今天要看新约圣经罗马书八章二十八到三十节。
And we'll have an opportunity to hear the Bible read in both languages.
我们等一下会用中英文来读这段经文。
So we'll ask for two volunteers who would like to read the Chinese.
所以我们请两位志愿帮我们念一下，一位念帮我们念英中文。
We'll hear Chinese first in English. So, who'd like to read the Chinese?
谁可以帮我们念一下中文？
Helen? Thanks. And then who'd like to read English? Marty? Okay, let's start with Chinese. Romans chapter 8, 28 to 30.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。就是按他旨意被召的人，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下来的人又召他们来，所召来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
Romans 8:28-30. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren. And these whom he predestined, he also called. And these who he called, he also justified. And these whom he justified, he also glorified.
There are two things in your life that are extremely difficult.
人生有两件事非常困难。
The first is figuring out what you want to do with your life.
第一件事就是想清楚你这辈子要做什么。
Now, if you're planning to go to college, you have to face this decision.
如果你打算上大学，你就要考虑到这个问题。
What college do you want to go to?
你要上哪一个大学？
What major do you want to major in?
要攻读哪个科系？
Let's see now. Do I want to be an engineer?
我要当工程师吗？
Or do I want to be a dentist?
还是我想当牙医。
And then if you're like me, you have ADD.
如果你像我这样注意力不能集中很久很善变的话。
Okay, I started out, I thought I wanted to be a trumpet player, so I went to music school.
我刚开始是去读音乐学院，想要成为小喇叭手。
And then I thought, no, I want to be a conductor, so I stayed and did a master's degree in conducting.
后来我想，我要当指挥，所以我又继续读研究所，攻读指挥。
Thank God for that, because if I wouldn't have, then Evie and I wouldn't have been married, but that's another story.
感谢主哦，我去念了，要不然我跟我师母就不会认识哦。
But then I think, no, Lord, you don't want me to be in music, you want me to be a pastor, so I'm going to go to seminary.
所以后来我发现，主不要我走音乐这条路，他要我去当牧师，所以我就去念神学院。
And then, you know, after being a pastor in the U.S. for 7 years, no, Lord, you don't want me to be a pastor, you want me to be a missionary.
后来我在美国牧会七年以后，上帝要我当宣教士。
And then I went and got a degree in Asian studies to understand Chinese culture and language better.
然后呢，我就去攻读那个亚洲研究跟研读中文，因为这样子我就可以到中国去宣教。
And then while I'm at university, one of my professors says, well, why don't you study political science?
后来我在大学的时候，学校读研究所的时候，我的教授就跟我说，那你干脆继续再读这个政治科学好了。
So then I end up getting 2 degrees in political science.
所以结果我就又拿到两个文凭。
And now at age 46, I'm facing the question, what do I want to do when I grow up?
那现在已经46岁，我还在问自己这个问题，我长大后要做什么？
So what do you do when you face that decision?
所以当你面对这个问题的时候，你怎么做？
What do you want to do with your life?
你这辈子到底想做什么？
Brothers and sisters, a lot of people face that question in all of its many facets, and they worry.
各位弟兄姐妹，很多人面对这个问题的时候，非常的担心。
You see, that question doesn't just relate to what college you go to or what job you do.
这个问题不是很单纯的，只是问说你要上什么大学，你要做什么工作。
That question relates to every major decision in your life.
这个决定是关系到你生命人生当中的每一个决定。
Where will you live?
你要住哪里？
Who will you marry?
你要跟谁结婚？
What God will you worship?
你要敬拜哪个神。
See, the question of what you will do in your life encompasses just about everything.
其实你这辈子要做什么，这是包罗万象。
Well, I want you to take that question, what you want to do with your life, and put it on hold for a moment.
所以现在先记住刚刚这个问题，你这辈子想做什么，然后等一下再来谈。
Because there's another question I want you to consider as well.
因为我现在还要谈第二个问题。
And this question is much more difficult.
这个问题其实更难。
If you thought the first question was difficult, this second one's a lot worse.
如果你以为第一个问题很难的话，这个问题更难。
And that question is, how do you make sense of the bad things that happen to you in your life?
就是当你遇到不幸的事情的时候，你怎么去看待这个不幸的事？
You see, brothers and sisters, if the book that we read doesn't have an answer to that question, and the God that we worship cannot give us a satisfying answer, then our religion is worthless and in vain.
各位弟兄姐妹，如果我们读的圣经，如果我们所敬拜的上帝不能够回答这个问题的话，我们的信仰就是徒然的。
But actually, what we find in the text that we just read is that God does have an answer to both those questions.
可是我们在刚刚那段经文可以看见，上帝对这两个问题都有答案。
In this passage, we have an answer to God's plan and God's purpose for your life.
这段经文我们可以看见神对你的生命有什么样的目的，有什么样的旨意跟计划。
And we also have an answer to how to make sense of even the bad things that happen to you in your life.
甚至我们可以在人生的不幸的事上，我们可以找到意义。
Now take a look at verse 28.
来看一下二十八节。
Different verses, different versions of the Bible translate this verse different ways.
这一节经文在不同的圣经版本里面翻译的都不一样。
The New International Version translates it like this.
新国际版张译。
And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose.
新国际版他译说，我们晓得在各样的事上都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，也就是按他旨意被召的人。
But actually, I like the way the New American Standard Bible translates it.
可是我比较喜欢新美国版的翻译。
Because it says, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good."
因为它是翻译作，我们晓得上帝叫万事都互相效力，让爱上帝的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
But regardless of where we put the emphasis on whether or not in the midst of the things that happen, God is working, or whether or not God is actually causing them to happen, the point is that God is in control of the things that are happening in your life.
所以不管是在各样的事上都会互相效力，或者是神叫各样的事互相效力，重点都是神会叫我们在当中得益处，神在当中掌管一切。
No matter what happens, God's in control.
不管发生什么事情，神都在掌管。
Now, if you don't understand this verse, then you're going to end up being angry and depressed.
如果你不能够明白这节经文的话，你就会觉得很沮丧，很生气。
Always questioning, why is this happening to me?
总是在问为什么这种事会临到我身上。
And never quite content.
你永远都没办法很满足。
And to be honest, sometimes you're even mad at God.
老实说，你有时候甚至会很生神的气。
A lot of people misunderstand this verse.
很多人都误会了这节经文。
A lot of people think that this verse is saying that everything that happens in the world is good. It's all good.
很多人误以为这节经文的意思是说世界上所发生的每一件事都是好的。
Now, I've just come from living a year in Hawaii.
我才刚从夏威夷回来，在那边住了一年。
And Hawaiians have different phrases that they say at different times.
那夏威夷人他们有一些自己的俗话。
Yeah, there's the common phrase, aloha.
有一些他们的口头禅，比如说他们打招呼喜欢说 aloha。
But they have this other phrase that they say, and they say it almost all the time. And in my mind, they say it sometimes at inappropriate times.
那还有很多口头禅，他们常常讲，可是有时候我觉得讲起来其实不是很恰当。
It's almost sort of like a nervous thing, like a stutter, like a numma 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 or a thing that they say all the time.
所以就是像我们中文有时候也是会有一些口头禅，很紧张的时候就一直讲。然后怎么样?
That was really good, Gene. and what the phrase is this.
那有一句话他们常这样讲。
It's all good.
他说，这 这很好，这每件事都很好。
It's all good.
这都很好啊。
Well, a friend of mine who's Hawaiian was telling me about his marriage problems and how his wife had recently deceived him in a whole bunch of ways.
那有一个夏威夷朋友，他跟我讲说他太太最近骗他。
And when he was done explaining me the whole story, he said, "It's all good. It's all good." And I said, "Stop! Don't say it's all good. That's not all good. What your wife did is not all good."
然后讲完这些不好的事情之后，他竟然说，啊，这都很好，这都很好。我就跟他说，你别再讲这都很好，这根本就不好。
Now there are a lot of Christians that are walking around saying, "It's all good."
那很多基督徒也是这样，常常会讲说，这很好啊，这很好。
Brothers and sisters, that's not true.
可是我告诉你，这不对。
When a two-year-old baby in a house accidentally pulls a TV set down on him and kills himself, like what happened in our church back in the United States. That is not a good thing.
我在美国的教会，有一个家庭，那家里面一个两岁的孩子去，把电视拉下来，结果被扎死。像这样的事情，你不能说是好事。
Somebody walks out of this door and you try and cross the street and some crazy person on betel nuts hits you and then you break both your legs, that's not a good thing.
你出门过马路的时候被一个嚼槟榔的司机撞到让你骨折，这不是好事。
When you leave your wallet sitting in Zippy's restaurant on Kapahulu Avenue in Honolulu andYou go away from it for 2 minutes and somebody steals your wallet with $1,000 US worth of stuff inside. That's not a good thing.
如果你去餐厅吃饭，然后只是离开两分钟，结果你里面皮夹里面放了一大堆现金都被偷走了，这可不是好事。
Recently, I was going to my computer first thing in the morning, and the first thing I always do is I scan the news. I want to know, was there a tsunami last night, an earthquake last night, a terrorist attack? You know, every morning, that's the first thing I do.
我每天早上起来第一件事情就打开电脑看一下当天有没有什么重大的消息，是不是有发生海啸啊、地震啊，或者是怎么样。
And I saw a headline.
就最近有一天我看到这样的一个标题新闻。
And the headline was, Daughter of Christian musician killed in tragic accident.
那个标题新闻是说一个基督徒歌手的女儿意外丧生。
And when I saw this headline, I just prayed, Lord, please don't let it be Stephen Curtis Chapman.
那我看到他讲说知名的基督徒歌手，我一看我就说主啊，千万不要是这个史蒂文·柯蒂斯啊，查普曼这位歌手。
So I clicked on my mouse.
然后我就滑鼠一按。
And I saw the headlines.
就看到标题新闻。
Stephen Curtis Chapman's teenage son was driving out of his driveway and accidentally ran over his adopted sister from China.
这个史蒂文他十几岁的儿子，他在自家的车道上，他倒车出来的时候，意外碾过他的小妹。这个小妹是从中国领养来的一个小女孩。
And the reason why this was so sad for me was because 2 years ago in Hong Kong, I had a chance to meet the whole family.
这个消息让我非常难过，因为两年前我在香港的时候还见过他们一家人。
Stephen Curtis Chapman's video producer is one of my ministry associates back in the United States.
这个史蒂文他的音乐制作他的影片制作人跟我在美国是朋友。
And so I got a chance to meet his wife and his kids and the whole family. He was at an interview. I didn't get a chance to meet him, but I got a chance to meet the whole family, and I was really impressed with how much they really love the Lord.
那我当时就有机会跟他们全家碰面。不过史蒂文当时不在，因为他去接受访问。可是我有机会认识他的太太还有他的孩子。我觉得非常的佩服他们全家都有一颗很爱主的心。
And Stephen and his wife have adopted several little girls from mainland China.
那史蒂文夫妇他们也从中国大陆领养了三个女孩。
They have 2 children of their own, but they also have the children that they've adopted.
他们自己生了两个孩子，然后另外又领养了三个女孩。
And I saw how the 2 older kids just really loved these girls from mainland China.
那我看到两个这个哥哥姐姐就是非常爱这两个三个从大陆领养的孩子的妹妹。
I cannot imagine the horror of the entire family watching as the teenage son ran over the daughter.
我没有办法想象他们那种震惊，就眼睁睁看着这个小女孩被哥哥这样不小心的碾死了。
Brothers and sisters, at times like that, the pastor doesn't go to the house and say, "It's all good, it's all good."
各位弟兄姐妹， 发生这种不幸的事情的时候，牧师不可能到家里对他们说，这是好事，这是好事。
That is not what the Bible is saying here.
圣经没有这样讲。
It's not saying that what's bad is really good.
这一节经文并没有说一件不好的事情是好的。
What is it saying?
那他说，这节经文怎么说呢？
It's saying that because God is good and because God is in control in a world full of sin and evil, He's not going to allow evil to be the final word.
这边经文讲的是，在这个充满罪恶的世代里面，神在掌管，他不会让这个充满罪恶这个世界来，将他的祝福来一笔勾销。
Because God is good and because He is powerful, He is able to take things that in and of themselves are bad and turn them around to work to be a blessing for your good and for His glory.
因为上帝是良善的，他是大有能力的，他能够把不幸的事情，他可以扭转不幸的事情，让他为你带来益处。
God can take things that are terrible and transform them.
他可以扭转不幸的事情。
Now he does this in different ways.
那他有一些不同的方式来，来动工。
For example, the scripture talks about through trials, God builds proven character in your life.
比如圣经说神透过考验来建造你的品格。
It's not that the trials are good in and of themselves, it's that in the trials, though, God can work something good, and what He works is your character development.
所以不是说考验试炼本身是好的，但是神可以透过考验来建造你的品格。
And through the difficulties and even through the bad things, God is working to prepare you for a greater glory.
那神也透过苦难，他来预备你，让你能够面对那更荣耀的未来。
Our brothers and sisters, if you want to understand this verse, there is one place where you go to.
各位弟兄姐妹，如果你想了解这节经文的话，有地方你要去看。
There's one illustration that's so clear, there's no way you can look at it and miss the point.
有个地方讲的实在非常清楚，你绝对不会误会。
And that's the cross of Jesus Christ.
这个地方就是基督的十字架。
You see, the apostles, when reflecting upon Jesus dying on the cross, they call it what it is. They call a spade, and they say a bad thing is a bad thing.
当使徒看见耶稣被钉十字架的时候，他们知道这个十字架是一个羞辱，是一件不好的事。
The cross of Jesus Christ was an act of evil men. It was a bad thing for them to kill and murder the sinless Son of God.
耶稣被钉十字架是一件很糟糕的事情，是罪人竟然把一个无罪的人，把神的儿子钉在十字架上。
But in the very same verse where the apostles say that that was such a horrible thing done by evil men, they also say it was something that was done by the predetermined plan of God.
可是使徒他们说，虽然基督被钉十字架是恶人的作为，可是他们也知道这是神早就预定的一个作为。
Brothers and sisters, this is a mysterious truth of Scripture.
弟兄姐妹，这真的是一个奥妙。
The fact that God can take even the cross of Jesus Christ and turn that around to be the very means through which God blesses the world.
像基督被钉十字架这样不好的事情，神竟然能够扭转来拯救世人。
The worst thing that ever happened was the sinless Son of God died on a cross.
再也没有什么比无罪的神的儿子被钉十字架更惨的事情。
But yet through that very thing, God then can reconcile himself to sinful mankind through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
可是透过基督这样的舍命，神就能够与有罪的世人和好。
And that, my dear friends, is amazing grace.
这就是一个很奇妙、很奇异的恩典。
But notice something about this verse. Go back and look at it again.
我们再来看一下这节经文。
You see, this verse is not for everybody. Do you see that?
这节经文并不适用在每一个人身上。
Now you see, this verse could be for everybody.
是可以适用在每一个人身上。
But it's not for everybody.
但并没有适用在每一个人身上。
Because there's some people in the world that are not yet under the verse. They're not yet under the promise.
因为这世界上有一些人还没有符合这节经文的条件。
Because who does this verse apply to? Read it.
这节经文说，这个应许是谁可以支取的呢？
And we know that in all things God works together for good for 谁？
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫谁得益处呢？
For who? Those who love God.
就是爱上帝的人。
Now the question of this verse is he talking about two categories of people? Those who love God and those who are called according to his purpose? Or is he talking about one group of people?
这边讲的是两种人吗？一种是爱上帝的人，一种是按他旨意被召的人吗？
Well, actually, those who love him are those who are called according to his purpose, because if he hadn't called them, they would never love him.
因为下一句是在形容上一句，就是爱上帝的人，这些人是按上帝旨意被召的人，因为如果没有上帝的呼召，他们也没有办法来爱上帝。
But here's the important point.
所以重点就在这里。
There is a condition to this verse.
这节经文是有一个条件。
And the condition of receiving the promise of the verse is that you are a person who loves God.
你要领受这个应许有一个条件，就是你必须是一个爱神的人。
Now most people in the world don't love God.
这世上大部分的人是不爱神的。
Most people in the world love themselves.
都是只爱自己。
And we love our idols.
我们也爱自己的偶像。
And so we construct little gods in our own image that supposedly are going to help us.
我们自己来塑造自己的偶像，以为这个偶像可以帮助我们。
But when this verse says love God, they're talking about the triune God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the God who sent his Son to die on the cross for your sins, that God and no other God.
这边所讲的28节所讲的叫爱神的人得益处，这个神是那位三位一体的神，是差他的儿子耶稣基督来世上为世人死的这个神，而不是我们自己所塑造的神。
Now why would you love that kind of a God?
为什么你会爱这样的神？
Because that God loved you.
因为他爱你。
You know, the amazing thing about love is it's reciprocal.
我觉得爱最奇妙的是它是一个互动的关系。
Love is very powerful because when you do it, you often find that it causes somebody else to do it back.
爱真的是很奇妙，就是你去爱别人，你也要别人来爱你。
When you forgive somebody, you find that it's easier for them to forgive you.
你爱别人的时候，
你原谅别人的对你的错，你发现他们觉得哦比较容易原谅你。Did you get that? Did I mess that up? When you forgive someone, you find that it's easier than for them to forgive you.
Okay. 当你去原谅别人的时候，就觉得别人也比较容易来原谅你。
Yeah, that was perfect. So the point is simply that love creates love.
爱会带来爱。
We were not born into this world loving God.
我们出生在世上并不是天生就会爱这位上帝的。
We have a million ways of how it is that we're actually running away from God.
我们真的是想尽千方百计要来远离我们的神。
We do things our way.
就是照自己的意思去做。
We want to run our own lives.
我们想要自己过自己想要的日子。
We want to make the rules.
我们想要自己来定规定。
And so we're off doing our own thing. The Bible pictures it, we're like sheep going astray.
圣经形容我们就像羊一样，都是偏行己意，走迷了路。
It's like my dog, my little chihuahua.
就像我那一只小吉娃娃。
He loves me.
这个狗我的狗很爱我。
He loves me so much that when I left him in quarantine this week after visiting him, he cried.
爱我爱到我离开他的时候，他就哭了。
He didn't just cry, he screamed.
不只是哭，还尖叫。
He didn't bark, but
他不只是这样叫而已。
And he did that because he knows I love him, and because I love him, he loves me.
他这样做是因为他知道我爱他，他也爱我。
But you know what? Some about this dog.
可是你知道我这只狗呢？
Even though he loves me, every chance he gets, what does he do?
你知道他虽然很爱我，可是他只要一有机会，你知道他会怎么样吗？
跑走。
He ran away.
He goes. You know, if he can see an open door, he's out of there, friends.
只要看到哪个门开了，他一定往那个门跑。
Well, brothers and sisters, we're like that.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们就是像这样。
We're always looking for that open door.
总是有机可乘啊。
That little opportunity where we can manifest the sin of rebellion against God.
只要有机会可以叛逆我们的神，我们就抓住不放。
And we go through it.
我们就会紧抓住这个机会。
How do you go through it?
你呢?
Everybody has their own little way where rebellion takes a hold of your life.
你用什么方式来叛逆我们的神呢？每个人都有自己不同的方式。
Brothers and sisters, the difference between the people who are Christians and non-Christians is how they handle those temptations.
各位弟兄姐妹，基督徒跟非基督徒不同的地方就是你怎么来面对试探。
Now, I'm not saying that the Christians always choose not to go through that bad door, because sometimes, you know what, we mess up. We make the wrong choices.
我并不是说基督徒每一次都能够忍住试探，不去落入试探。
But you know what draws us back?
可是你知道什么会把我们拉回来吗？
God set his love in our hearts.
因为神在我们心里面放了他的爱。
And the difference between a Christian and the non-Christian is not that the Christian never sins and the non-Christian always sins. The difference between a Christian and a non-Christian is when the Christian sins, we're sorry, we repent. We say, Lord, change me.
基督徒跟非基督徒的差别并不是说基督徒不会犯罪，而是基督徒犯罪之后你会后悔，你会向神来忏悔。
And that's love.
这就是关键就在于爱。
And you'd never love that kind of a God to come back to him to say, I'm sorry, forgive me, unless you knew that he loved you first.
你必须要先明白这位神爱你，你才有办法在你犯错的时候来到他面前向他认错。
Now this verse could apply to everyone in the world if they'd let God be Lord of their lives.
这节经文是可以适用在每一个人身上，只要他们能够来爱神。
But then we're faced with a very strange question of, well, who are the people then who let God into their lives, and who are the people who don't?
那这就带出一个问题哦，那什么样的人会来爱神，什么样的人不会？
In other words, why is it that some people accept Jesus as their Savior and other people don't?
就是为什么有些人会选择来信靠耶稣为救主，有些人不会呢？
Well, there are two immediate answers to that question and one ultimate answer. I'll give you the immediate and then the ultimate.
给你一个比较简单的答案，一个比较长的答案。
Now, the immediate answer to why it is that some people don't become Christians, the first reason, which is obvious, is they never heard about Jesus.
首先就是你没有听过耶稣，所以你没有办法来信靠他。
And then the second reason, which from a human perspective we can understand is, well, some people hear about the gospel and they reject it.
那第二个理由是，有些人他虽然听了福音，可是他拒绝福音。
You see, that's the answer from the human level.
这是从人的角度来看，是我们人去拒绝。
From our perspective.
这是从我们自己的角度来看。
Some people don't believe in Jesus because they didn't have a chance to hear, or because they hear and they say, I don't want to become a Christian.
我们会觉得说，人不信耶稣是因为第一，他们没有听过耶稣；第二是他们听了，可是不愿意接受。
But then what explains the fact that some people hear and have the opportunity and some people respond and become Christians? How do we explain that one?
那但是有些人听了以后他就接受了，你怎么解释呢？为什么他们可以接受？
Some people think that happens because those who believe are smarter than the unbelievers.
有些人说因为他们比较聪明，所以他们听到了就接受。
But I've run into a lot of people, especially in universities recently, who think that the people who really believe in Jesus are those who are stupider than everyone else.
不过在碰到很多大学生，他们认为那些听到耶稣就接受耶稣的人是因为他们比较笨。
So does the reason somebody believes and somebody doesn't believe boil down to smartness or stupidity?
所以信与不信的差别是在于这个聪明程度吗？
No.
不是。
This verse says that what makes the difference between someone who believes or who doesn't believe has to do with a decision that God has made and a plan that God is purposing and working out in this world.
这段经文告诉我们说，会信的人跟不会信的人，他们之间的差别是跟神在背后所做的工作有关。
You see, God has a plan.
上帝他有一个计划。
And that plan is spelled out in verse 29.
这个计划就在29节可以看到。
Well, the purpose is mentioned in the last word of verse 28, those who have been called according to God's purpose.
28节最后说就是按他旨意被招的人。
And then beginning in verse 29, what we have is God's purpose.
然后29节就告诉我们上帝的目的是什么。
Now remember that opening question I mentioned in my introduction?
记不记得我刚刚一开始问的那个问题？
You know, what should you be doing in your life?
这辈子要做什么?
You know, what is God's purpose? What is his plan for your life?
神对你的人生有什么目的跟计划呢?
Well, here it is.
就在这里。
The answer to the question.
这边就回答了你的问题。
everyone who is a Christian, here's how it happened. It started out in verse 29 before you were born.
在二十九节讲到每一个基督徒的人，整个这个过程在你还没有出生的时候就已经展开了。
In fact, this verse talks about something that happened before the world was made.
这节经文讲的其实是在整个世界被创造之前就已经开始这样的事情。
It says that there was a group of people who God foreknew and predestined to become conformed to the image of His Son Jesus Christ.
这边讲说在创世之前，神就已经预先知道有一群人，预先他们命定要他们像他儿子的模样。
Now a lot of people think, well, what that means is God knew who was going to accept him, so then he made a decision to select and make Christians those people who he knew would choose him.
有些人会说，因为神知道这些人会选择他，所以他就预先预定这些人会得救。
Imagine this, you go to a movie and you already know what's going to happen, so you choose the winner at the end of the movie, at the beginning of the movie, because you've already seen the movie.
那就好像你去看电影的时候，你早就知道情节了，所以你去的时候就已经选好说谁会赢。
But actually, that's not the way this happened. God didn't choose people because he just knew that they'd be smart enough or stupid enough to accept him.
可是神拣选人并不是因为他早就知道这个人会不会选他。
This word foreknew means foreknow has the idea of forelove. Know in the Bible is often connected with love, especially in the Old Testament.
这边讲预先知道，这个预先知道其实就是也是预先爱 的意思。在旧约圣经里面，这个知道这个字常常跟爱是关联的。
And so the know here isn't the cognitive knowledge, like I know that when I add 2 plus 2, it equals 4. It's not that kind of knowledge.
所以这边的预先知道，这个知道不只是一种认知而已。
It's like the know that says, like, I know Chris.
而是一种我了解 Chris, 这种了解。
不是了解，就是认识，因为我跟他有关系。Lialjia means I understand Chris. Well, I don't understand Chris. I don't understand why he's going back to Canada. I mean, I absolutely don't understand Chris.
Okay, so what's the
no? So, know means I know you. We have a relationship.
这边讲的知道就是认识吗？就是我。
我跟他很熟悉。
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
我跟他很熟。
It's like, I really know this person. Like, I know what they like to eat.
Okay, 我跟他很熟，可是我不见得了解他为什么这样做。
Yeah, and this knowledge is a personal knowledge. Like, for example, I can say, I know that George Bush is president of the United States.
比如说，我说，哎，我知道布希是美国总统。
But I can't say I know him.
可是我不能说我跟他很熟。
I've never met the man.
因为我也没见过他。
So I can't say I know him.
所以我不能说我跟他很熟，我认识他。
Well, in this verse, in this word, God foreknew, it's meaning that he entered into this relationship, this decision to have a relationship, to know you, to have a deep, intimate friendship and loving relationship with you.
所以这边讲的上帝预先知道的这群人，意思就是说上帝早就认识这一群人，跟他们是有一个亲密的关系。
And those people who he foreknew, he predestined to be what?
所以他预先知道的这群人，他也就预先命定他们要怎么样呢？
To be conformed to the likeness of his son.
要像他儿子的模样。
Now, what is conformity?
这边所谓像他的模样是什么意思？
If I ask you all to conformto Hawaiian dress, what does that mean?
如果要求大家要穿得跟夏威夷人一样，这是什么意思呢？
You all wear aloha shirts to church.
就是每个人都要穿 aloha 的衬衫来教会。
Now none of you wore aloha shirts to church today.
那在座没有人今天穿夏威夷衫来教会。
You didn't conform to Tim's dress code.
所以你们今天穿得跟康牧师不一样。
Okay, well, what if you conform to the behavior of the bad kid in the class?
那再来，比如说你的行为跟班上的坏学生一样。
Well, then you'll get in trouble just like he did.
那你就会像这些坏学生一样，就会惹上麻烦。
Well, when you conform to someone, you pattern yourself like them. You look like them. You act like them. You talk like them. You dress like them. You know what I'm saying?
当你像一个人的样子，意思就是说，你的言行举止、你的穿着，你 各方面都是像他的样子。
Well, God's plan for your life, and what answers the first question in my introduction is, God has a plan for your life, and what that plan is to make you look like His Son, Jesus.
所以上帝对你的人生有一个计划，这个计划就是要让你像他儿子耶稣的样子。
And so this promise in Romans 8:28 is fitting in to the agenda of God's purpose. So He's letting every single thing that happens in this world be worked together to cause you in this world today to look, act, talk like His Son Jesus.
所以二十八节讲到说是要叫爱上帝人得益处，这种等等，整个的目的就是要让我们能够像他的儿子耶稣的样子。
In other words, it mentions that Jesus here is the firstborn son of God Almighty.
那这边又讲到说耶稣在神上帝的众子里面，所有的儿子里面，他是做长子的那一位。
But you see, Jesus isn't the only child that God wants to have.
所以耶稣，上帝不只是要耶稣这位独生子而已。
God wants his family to have more than one child in it.
上帝不只要一个孩子，他还要很多的孩子。
You know, I know people who have only children, you know, they just have one. They have one little prince or one little princess in their household.
我知道，我认识很多人家里只有一个孩子，每个都是小霸王。
And you know what? That is not necessarily the best situation.
这独生子、独生女并不是最好的情况。
Because the more kids you have, you know, it's more fun.
因为孩子越多真的就越好玩。
You know, you can have a brass quartet because your kids play.
你可以啊，成立一个乐队在那边啊，弹奏音乐。
You can have a football team.
你可以啊，组一个足球队。
You can have a badminton team.
组一个羽毛球队。
You know, you can do all these things the more kids you have in the house.
真的是越多的孩子就越好玩，你可以做更多的越多的事情。
And the families that I know who have a lot of kids, you know, like Joel or like Tim Yates, the more kids they have, it's fun to go over to their house.
孩子多的家庭去他们家玩都很好玩，像 Joe 他们家，像 Tim Yates 他们家五六个孩子，就是觉得很好玩。
Because their kids are always doing something really cute and really interesting and really funny.
因为小孩子就常常做一些很可爱的事，很好玩的事情，让人觉得很有趣。
Well, this verse says that in the middle of God's plan, it wasn't just for Jesus.To be the firstborn of the new creation. It was that God was going to adopt other children to be in his family.
二十九节告诉我们说，上帝他不单只是满足于有耶稣这样一个独生子，他还要收养许许多多的孩子做他的儿女。
So if you're going to be in God's family, you have to look like Gaga.
所以如果你要进入成为神的一家人，你就要你的样子就要像这个家里的大哥一样。
So,This verse is basically teaching, like Jesus, like me.
所以这节经文基本上是在讲说，耶稣什么样子，我就应该什么样子。
Like 哥哥 like 弟弟。
哥哥怎么样子，弟弟就要怎么样子。
Like Savior, like disciple.
救主是什么样子，门徒就应该是什么样子。
Like Christ, like Christian.
基督是什么样子，基督徒就该是那个样子。
And in order to do that, God has to use a process that he calls in this verse, conforming you.To the image of his son.
那神必须做一件事情，才有办法让你能够真正像他儿子的样子。
Now, this conforming word that's used, think of it as a construction project.
把这个有点像是在一个建造一栋房子，这个像的这个过程，像是在建造房子。
Now, let me ask you, in Taipei, when somebody's going to enter into a construction project, what's the first thing they do?
在台北，如果你要盖一栋大楼，首先你要做什么？
What do they do? What?
Blueprint?
They went to the land?
Pull down.
Yeah, exactly. They got to knock down the building that's there.
要先把楼给拆了。
You know,
房子给拆了。
We came back from...being away in the U.S. and one of my favorite stores got knocked down.
我们从美国离开台湾两年，刚从美国回来，我发现我最喜欢的一家店竟然被拆掉了。
It's the Green Store on Roosevelt Road.
就是罗斯福路上那家胜利。
It had everything.
哦，那家店里面什么都有。
And the thing that I loved about it is they also had animals.
而且我最爱的就是他们楼下有家宠物店。
And one day I was walking my dog past the green store, and they had a Taiwanese fragrant pig.
有一天我带我去遛狗经过的时候看到他们里面还有一只台湾的迷你猪
And my dog went crazy. Every time we passed that store, he wanted to go in and talk to the pig.
那我的狗每次经过看到那只迷你猪他就很兴奋
And you know what?
你知道吗
Somebody had a plan.
可是有一个人他有一个计划
And the plan began with demolishing the green store.
那首先呢就是要把这个胜利给拆掉
And now they're going to build something else there.
那现在要盖别的大楼。
Probably some very large, expensive apartment building with rents so high that you and I will never see the inside of it, but somebody had a plan.
可能要盖什么豪宅啊，让我们这些普通人永远没有进去，没有办法进去一窥究竟了。
But I promise you something.
可是我告诉你。
2 years from now?
2年后。
Here's what's going to happen.
会怎么样呢？
You're going to walk past what used to be the green store.
你就会经过以前胜利所在的那个地方。
But now it's the purple apartment building.
现在变成一个紫色的大楼。
And it's going to be probably the most beautiful apartment building on all of Roosevelt Road.
也许这一栋大楼将会是罗斯福路上最漂亮的一栋大楼。
I have another prediction.
可是我给你一个预言。
I can't tell you the exact time frame, but I know it's sometime in the future something's going to happen.
我不知道是什么时候，可是我知道这件事一定会发生。
God is going to remake you.
上帝会重新塑造你。
And what used to be ugly in your life,
你以前是丑陋的。
Is going to be beautiful.
可是你将会变成美丽的。
And there's going to come a day that we spoke of last week in the sermon, where God transforms the heavens and the earth, and we receive our new bodies and we're glorified just as Jesus is.
我们上礼拜谈到说，将来有一天，神要将整个天地都更新，将我们的身体都更新，让我们成为最美丽的。
But the interesting thing about these verses, verses 28 through 30, is there's a process of God carrying out His plan, and right now we're in the middle of the process.
那28到30节讲的是一个过程，我们就在这个过程当中。
And as part of God's ultimate purpose to make us beautiful and perfect, just like His Son.
上帝最终的目的就是要让我们像他的儿子一样的完美，一样的荣美。
God has a plan to ultimately accomplishing that purpose.
上帝最终的目的就是这样。
And so to be conformed unto the image of Jesus Christ is to be right now remade by suffering to look like Jesus.
所以为了让我们要像他儿子耶稣的模样，他就必须要透过苦难来磨练我们。
You see, people...who become Christians often become Christians because they want the good stuff.
很多人信主成为基督徒是因为他们想要得到祝福。
Lord, heal me.
主啊，求你医治我。
Lord, give me strength.
主啊，给我力量。
Lord, bless me.
主啊，求你祝福我。
Now, don't misunderstand me.
请大家不要误会我的意思。
I'm not saying that we shouldn't pray those things.
我不是说我们不能这样祷告。
In 3 John, John says, I pray that you would prosper in all respects and be in health, in good health, just as I am.
在约翰三书里面，他讲到说，我向神祷告，希望你们身体健壮，如同你们灵魂健壮一样。
But here's my point.
我的重点是
If you becoming a Christian was about having everything go really well,In your life right now, and your life is a bed of ease, then you've misunderstood it.
如果你成为基督徒是因为你希望可以过一个你的人生会非常的顺利的话，你就误会了。
If you thought that becoming a Christian was going to free you from suffering in this world, then you're in for a rude awakening.
如果你以为成为基督徒你就不会再受苦，不会再有痛苦，那你真的是错了。
Because actually, Paul gets it right in one of his other writings when he says this.
因为保罗在他其他的书信里面也这样讲。
He says, for unto you it has been granted not only to believe in Jesus, but also to suffer for his sake.
他说你们不但要信耶稣你们也要在受苦上受苦与他一同有份。
And this is how you get the promise of Romans 8:28 into your life.
就是要透过苦难你才能够得到这二十八节的这个应许。
You understand that the plan and pattern of Jesus Christ's life on earth becomes the plan and the pattern of your life here on earth.
耶稣在这世上活出怎样的一生，你也要活出那样的一生。
Jesus suffered and then entered into glory.
耶稣他在世上所活出的模式就是他先受苦，然后他进入荣耀。
Jesus says that if they treated the teacher like that, will they not treat his disciples the same way?
耶稣对他的门徒说，如果人对待老师是这个样子，对他的学生岂不更是这样子？
And see, people who understand that, when bad things happen in their life, they don't go, oh, I lost my faith. God didn't come through for me. Oh, Christianity doesn't work.
所以你 遇到困难的时候，你不能说啊，上帝真是太让我失望了，这个基督教信仰真是没有用。
You see, if you understand this, brothers and sisters, come hell or high water, just like the song says, it is well with my soul.
如果你真的能够明白这一点的话，不管你遇到什么遭遇，你都能够有那个信心。
You'll be like Job.
你就会像那个圣经里面那个约伯。
The Bible says that there was a man.
圣经说从前有一个人。
His name was Job.
名叫约伯。
There was a day.
有一天。
A day when he got sick.
他生了病。
A day when all his kids die.
他的孩子全死了。
A day came when he lost all of his wealth.
他失去他所有的财富。
And then what does he do?
那他的反应是什么呢？
He sits down and curses God.
他就坐下来咒诅上帝。
Right?
是这样子吗？
No, he didn't.
不是，他没有这样做。
Oh, his wife said, curse God and die.
是他的太太在旁边说，你应该去咒诅上帝吧。
Now that's not the kind of wife you want to choose.
你千万不要选到这种太太。
No, Job said this.
约伯在这样的情况下他说
Yea, though he slay me, yet will I trust him.
他说他虽杀我我还要信还仍然要信靠他。
Is that your faith today?
这是你今天的情况吗？
You see, if it is, then you're going to understand how Romans 8:28 works in your life.
如果是的话你就能够明白罗马书八章二十八节的真正的意思。
And you'll see how the all things that God talks about in Romans 8:28 really means all things, good things and bad things. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good.
我们就能够真正明白神叫万事叫每一件事情都互相效力叫爱上帝的人得益处。
How can God make bad work for good in your life right now?
你此刻所碰到的不幸遭遇神怎么样让他对你有益处呢？
It's that those difficulties, those sufferings, those times where your life is difficult like Jesus is working together an eternal weight of glory for you that's far beyond anything that you could ever compare with.
你现在所受的苦难就像基督当年所受的苦难一样都是在预备他要承受将来的荣耀。
So let's look more in depth at God's plan.
所以我们现在来更进一步来看神的计划是什么。
We've already mentioned that the plan involvesTaking all things and making them work together for good.
刚刚讲到的计划有叫爱上帝的人，叫万事互相效力，叫爱上帝的人得益处。
We've already mentioned that the plan involves conforming you to the image of Christ through suffering.
也提到说神要让你透过苦难可以来像他儿子的样子。
And notice how the plan is worked out in the timing that God gives.
然后来看这个神的计划是怎么样，整个过程是怎么样。
Verse 30.
30节
Those God predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified. Those He justified, He also glorified.
上帝所预定的人，他也呼召他们；他所呼召的人，他也称他们为义；他所称义的人，他使他们也得荣耀。
So verse 30 is talking about how in eternity past, God made a choice to save some.
所以三十节讲到说在亘古以前神就已经拣选要来拯救某些人。
And every person who God has chosen is also called.
那每一个被神拣选的人神也呼召他们。
And everyone who's called and who responds to the gospel offer then becomes justified. Their sins are forgiven.
那神所呼召的人凡是回应福音的人神也指称他们为义。
Now notice the last two clauses of verse 30.
那看30节的最后一句话。
Look at it closely.
请注意看。
So, is what it says is those who he justified and those who he forgave, then one day he will also glorify. That's what it says, right?
最后一句是不是说他所称义的人他最后将来也会使他们得荣耀是不是这样讲
The key word was 将来 Is that what the passage says?
是不是讲将来也会得荣耀
Not.
不是
It doesn't say that.
没有这样讲
Notice the tense of the verb.
看这边的动词词态
It's all in the completed action, past tense.
这是一个完成式过去完成式
Those he predestined, he also called, past tense. Those he called, he also justified, past tense. Those he justified, he also glorified, past tense.
他所预定的人他也呼召他们这是过去式他所呼召的人他也称他们为义也是过去式他所称义的人他使他们也得荣耀这也是过去式
What's my point?
我的重点是什么?
Brothers and sisters, this verse is God's bird's eye view of all of human history.
这节经文是从上帝的观点，从他的角度来看全人类。
You see, there are people who one day will be justified when they believe in Jesus that haven't been justified yet because they haven't even been born yet.
有一些人他现在都还没有出生，所以他现在没有办法信耶稣，没有办法被称义，但是将来他会在神面前称义。
There are people who will be called by the gospel and who will respond to the gospel and haven't done it yet and will do it this week.
有些人他现在还没有信耶稣，可是也许接下来这个礼拜他就会听见福音，他就会回应，他就会信耶稣。
So from our experience, there is a historical element and process in it. But from God's perspective, it's a done deal.
所以从我们的角度来看，这是一个过程。这些人还没有信主，但是他。他到了某一个时间点，他就会信主。可是从神的眼光来看，这些人早就已经得拯救了。
Now, if you believe in Jesus, you're not glorified yet.
如果你信靠耶稣的话，你还没有得荣耀。
I mean, the Bible says when we're glorified, we're going to have glorified bodies.
圣经说，当我们得荣耀的时候，我们就会得到荣耀的身体。
I mean, there's one or two of you today have glorified bodies, but you know the rest of us are like me.Little bit overweight, you know, struggling, saggy eyes, baggy face, lines, you know, our bodies are far from glorified.
在座可能有少数几个人，你现在还是身材非常的好，不像我这样已经开始有年老的现象了。
继续 ，Would you like to gesture 一下？
眼袋下垂啊，皱纹都出来了，老花眼啊，肚子
太胖了，对，
就是臃肿啊，就是已经。
谢谢。Now that was good interpretation happening, folks. So what's the whole point?
那我要告诉大家什么呢？
This verse says it's already happened.
这节经文告诉我们说，这个荣耀已经得到了。
Now, what does this verse say to you right now in the process of the history of your life that you're living in this world?
可是我们还在这个过程中啊，那到底是什么意思？为什么说已经得荣耀了？
It means a whole lot of things.
其实很多意思。
Depending on what category of person you're in.
就是看你是什么样的人。
Now, here's the first amazing thing it means.
我觉得对我来说，首先呢。
It means that there's some of you here today who have not yet received God's call, haven't said yes to Jesus yet, but you're gonna do it, and when you do it, you see that that whole decision was something that God planned a long time ago.
这个意思就是说，在座有些人，你还没有回应神的呼召，可是你将会回应他的呼召，你将会来接受他，所以你就会得到这个荣耀。
And you know the second thing this verse is saying?
然后呢？第二点
，that there's some of you here who have believed in Jesus, you've been baptized, you've professed your faith, but you know what? You're worried that you're not going to be saved on the last day. You're worried that you're going to come up to the pearly gates and God's going to say, "Goat, not sheep. You're a goat. You go that way. Sheep go this way. You're a goat. You're a goat. You thought you were sheep. You're a goat. That's what you're afraid of."
那第二点就是在座有些人你已经。信靠耶稣，你已经受洗，你已经接受这位救主，可是你很担心到了最后那一天末日，你面对神的时候，你害怕神会对你说你是山羊，就是没有得救的人，你不是绵羊。
And you know why you think that?
为什么你会这样想？
Because in some strange sick way you think that your salvation is up to you.
因为你以为能不能得救是看你自己。
It's not up to you.
其实不是。
This is God's purpose.
这是神他自己的目的。
God was there before the world was.
在整个世界被创造之前，神就已经存在。
God created people.
是神创造人。
God allowed Adam to sin.
他也容许亚当选择犯罪。
And then God is choosing some people to be in His great, big, happy, eternal family.
那神他也拣选一群人，要让他们能够永远的成为他的一家人。
And because salvation is God's plan, He's going to accomplish it.
整个救赎是上帝自己的计划，所以神一定会完成这项计划。
And as Jesus says in His prayer in John chapter 17, that of all those, Father, you have given me, I lose none, but I shall raise them all up on the last day.
就像在约翰福音十七节最后的十七节的地方，耶稣对神说。天父你所赐给我的每一个我都不会失去并且在末日的时候我必要将他们举起来
That's the most amazing promise in the Bible
这真的是圣经上最 不可思议的一个应许。
That not only can you be saved, you can be saved and have an assurance, I know that I will stand before God on the last day.
你不但可以有把握自己是得救的，你有把握在末日的时候，你必要站立在神面前。
And that happens when you understand the simple gospel.
所以只要你能够了解这简单的福音，你就可以了解这一点。
That God sent His Son into this world to die for your sins.
神差他的儿子来到世上为你的罪受死。
So that you can stand before Him righteous, perfect, pure in His presence because God sees you with the beauty and the righteousness and the perfection and the goodness of Jesus Christ.
这样在你末日的时候你就能够完美无罪地站在神的面前因为神看你的时候就像看到他的儿子耶稣一样。
And the minute you say to Jesus, Yes, Lord, I believe, is the minute that that amazing transaction happens.
一旦你对耶稣说主啊我接受你我相信你我信靠你就会发生奇妙的事。
In a historical moment in your life, an amazing thing happens.
那一刻是个历史性的一刻会发生一件很奇妙的事。
It's a financial transaction.
就像
financial has to do with money. It's an economic thing that happened.
就像一
like a banking event.
就好像财务的交易一样。
All of your debt goes to Jesus.
一切的债务都归到耶稣身上。
All of His righteousness goes to you.
耶稣他一切的公义就归到你的身上。
That's amazing grace, brothers and sisters.
各位弟兄姐妹，这是一个很奇妙的恩典。
And that's why it is that every single thing that happens in your life, good or bad, is under the promise of Romans 8:28.
所以你人生所遭遇幸与不幸的每一件事情都是在罗马书八章二十八节所说的里面
A lot of you struggle with this verse
很多人不能了解这节经文
You struggle with this verse for different reasons
原因有很多
Some of you struggle with this verse because you're like me
很多人觉得很难相信因为你可能跟我一样
You're so self-centered that sometimes you forget to be God-centered and so you just view everything from your own perspective
你常常都是以自我为中心的不是以上帝为中心你看什么都是从自己的角度来看
That's me driving into church this morning late
就像我今天早上开车来教会的路上就迟到了
Late because I got up late
那是因为我早上太晚起床
And then late because I took a wrong turn on the 高速公路
那迟到也是因为我在高速公路上走错路
And so like when something happens that didn't fit into your plan you get mad
当事情不如你所预期的你就很生气
And what you need to do at that point is you need to remind yourself you know what God is in control and he's working this together for good
在你遇到这样的事情的时候你必须要提醒你自己神在掌管这一切的状况他会让这件事情来对我有益处
This verse doesn't mean that you always see how it is that God is working it together for good
那这节经文不保证说你每次都一定能够看得出来神怎么样让这件事情对你有好处。
I mean, sometimes you see it, like I have a friend who one time missed a plane.
那有时候你是可以看得出来，比如说我有个朋友，有一次他错过他的飞机。
He missed the plane.
没有搭上飞机。
And he was not a happy camper.
他就很不高兴。
But when the plane crashed and every single person on the plane died, he was a happy camper.
不后来那架飞机坠机，机上的人全部罹难，这时候他当然就很高兴了。
And so then you can see, well, I see how God worked all things together for good. I thought it was bad. I got stuck in a traffic jam. It became good. I'm still alive.
可是
I forgot what I said. In English.
Okay, so 或者你遇到塞车的时候，你还可以感谢神说，至少我没有发生车祸，我是安全的。
意思就是我在路上的时候，因为塞车，我迟到，我没有办法坐飞机。后来就发现，坐飞机所有的人都已经死掉了。
讲了这个朋友，他刚刚搭不上飞机，是因为他在路上塞车，所以他赶不上这个飞机。可是后来，飞机失事，那他至少保存了他的性命。
所以这件事情发生的时候，那个人觉得很容易说我真了解神会让所有的在世上发生的事情成为好事情。
So it's so easy for that person to say, "Oh, I know all things. God causes all things to work for the good for those who love Him."
But you know what?
可是你知道吗
There's going to be a lot of things in your life that you don't see how it works together for good.
人生有很多的事情，你会觉得说我看不出来对我有什么好处。
And so you struggle with this verse.
你看到这些经文就让你很痛苦。
But there are some others of you who came here today who read those words in this book and you don't like them.
那有些人读到这几节经文的时候，你并不是很高兴。
Oh, you like the idea that God wants to turn everything to be a blessing, but you don't like that little word predestined.
你觉得你喜欢这句话说，哎，叫上爱上帝的人得益处，你觉得很好。可是你又看到这个。预先知道预先命定你就不喜欢这个字了
Because you think if God predestines those who become Christians then number one that means it's not fair
首先你就想到说如果上帝已经早就预定哪一群人会被拣选 会得救的话那真的是很不公平啊
For God to choose to send some and make a choice to select others to go to hell that ain't rightYou think it's unfair.
上帝怎么可以选这一群人得救，选这一群人不得救呢？这实在太不公平了。
Is that unfair?
你觉得不公平吗？
For God to let people who are sinners, who are guilty, perish because of their sins, is that unfair?
罪人犯罪本就是该死的，神让他们死，这样不公平吗？
No, it's not unfair.
这不是不公平。
God doesn't have to show any of us His mercy.
上帝本来不必要怜悯我们任何人的。
But if this verse bothers you, there's something you've forgotten.
如果这节经文让你看得很不舒服，那你真的是忘了一件事。
You've forgotten who human beings are in their sin.
你忘了说世人都犯了罪。
We are not good people who then God kicks into hell.
我们都不是好人，所以神本来我们本来就是应该下地狱的。
We are sinners.And God doesn't owe us anything.
我们是罪人，神什么也不欠我们。
But in His amazing grace, He's chosen some to be Christians.
可是他以他奇妙的恩典，他拣选一群人能够得救。
And what I find is most of the people who are really bothered by this verse, they misunderstand something.
我觉得对这节经文觉得不舒服的人，他们其实误会了一件事。
What they think is, oh, this verse is saying that there's going to be some people who really want to become Christians, but because they haven't been chosen by God, God's going to say, uh-uh.
他们会说，哦，那这样有一群人，他们也许就很想要信上帝，信耶稣，可是因为上帝没有拣选他们，所以他们没办法得救。
That is not what the text says.
这圣经并没有这样讲。
The amazing thing about God's selection,The amazing thing about his predestination is that that means that some will come and some will respond to the offer. And apart from that, nobody would. 这个意思就是因为神早一点他创造这个世界以前选择一些人有一天会相信主耶稣因为这件事情发生因为神的选择这个就是为什么有一天有一些人会信靠耶稣如果神创造这个世界以前没有早一点选择有一些人会相信连一个人也没有能力自己相信所以意思就是我们相信的能相信耶稣基督的能力是从谁来的是从神来的我们自己没有这个能力没有这个权利。Want to say that in English?
You can say it in English.
Okay. The whole point is that some people misunderstand this, brothers and sisters. They misunderstand and think that there's going to be some people who want to become Christians and they can't because God didn't choose them. That isn't true. The only people who want to become Christians are those who've been drawn by the Father. That's what Jesus says in the Gospel of John, chapter 6.In chapter 10, he says, No one can come to me unless the Father draws him. That's God's predestination.
圣经说，若不是有上帝吸引我，我不可能来到神的面前，我不可能想要来信靠他。
And that's God's plan.
这就是神的计划。
And that's God's purpose.
也是他的目的。
So this verse is letting us know that there's a big plan, big picture God has, and he's just told it to you.
那这节经文告诉我们说他上帝有一个他自己的计划是从他的角度来看的但是他也把这个计划彰显给我们
But this is your life
但是这是你的人生
Now how are you going to live it?
你要怎么样来过你的人生
Under his promise?
是要活在他的应许之下
or outside of it.
还是要活在他的应许之外。
You see, in history and in your heart, there is a choice to be made.
其实在你的心里面，你有一个决定是你自己可以做的。
And I pray today you'll make that choice.
今天我向神的祷告是希望你愿意做这个决定。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for an amazing promise.
主啊，我们感谢你这样奇妙的一个应许。
We thank you for an amazing verse.
谢谢你赐给我们这样一节这么美好的经文。
We thank you for an amazing purpose that you have for our lives.
也感谢你，你对我们的人生有一个非常美好的旨意。
Lord, show us how your purpose is worked out in a good way in our lives.
主啊，求你帮助我们看见你对我们人生的目的怎么样能够来对我们有益处。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Now we're going to take about 10 minutes before we have communion and have our question and answer time before communion because these verses are so difficult, I'm sure many of you have questions.
我想先花十分钟让大家问问题，因为这几节经文有一点难懂，那之后我们再来领圣餐。
Melody.
比如说像一个陶匠，他做了100件作品，其中有50个是美丽的，50个是丑陋的，那还要把这个丑陋的毁掉。那既然他本身是作者，为什么他要选择做出不好的作品呢？
So can I ask you a question to clarify your question? Is your question then, if some of them are going to be bad pots, then God, why did God make?Any pots at all? Or is your problem, why did God make some to be good pots and some to be bad pots? It's the latter question.
为什么神他要造好的作品，还要造不好的作品？
Okay, this question of Melody's comes from Romans 9.
这个问题我们可以在罗马书九章看到。
So let's answer it from Romans 9.
所以我们就从罗马书九章来回答。
I'd like us to read from verse 18 to 24 of Romans 9.
来读18章到24节。
So Melody, do you want to read the Chinese for us? We'll just hear it in Chinese. Now, I want you to see something.
这边请看一点。
I want you to see that the whole context of this is there, God says something, and he makes a statement about his mercy.
这边有讲，神讲了一句话，然后他也特别讲到他的怜悯。
And this is ultimately what bothers you, Melody.
我想这个是让你觉得很困扰的地方。
It's the first verse, that he will have mercy on whom he will have mercy, and he will harden whom he will harden.
就是十八节讲说，神要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要叫谁刚硬就叫谁刚硬。
In other words, what bothers you and what bothers all of us at one time or another in our lives is the fact that there's some who God is going to show his mercy on and some who he's not.
像每个人多多少少都觉得很困扰，为什么神他选择怜悯某些人，然后选择不怜悯某些人。
So notice the way, the process in which the Apostle Paul answers this question.
来看一下这个使徒保罗怎么回答这个问题。
Verse 19.
19节。
What he does is he anticipates the questions we have. Notice that.
首先我们可以看到说他其实知道我们会问这个问题。
Verse 19. One of you will say to me,
他说你们一定会有人问我这样问我
Well, that one of us today is Melody.
那这个人今天就是 Melody.
But it could have been any one of us because we've all thought the same thing at different times in our lives.
不过有可能在座每一个人都可能迟早都会问这样的一个问题。
So some people want to say to Paul, in light of what he just wrote, well then, why does God find fault with any of us? Because who resists his will? If he's going to, you know, cause some people to be Christians, he's going to harden other people so that they don't believe, then like, what can we do?
所以就有人问保罗说，上帝既然自己决定谁会得救，谁不会得救，那他怎么还能够归咎我们，说是我们的错呢？说我们不选择他呢？
Now look at verse 20.
20节。
I don't want you just to look at the answer that Paul gives. I want you to look at the process with which he answers the objection.
不要只看保罗最后的回答，你看他整个回答的过程。
Notice how he doesn't just give an answer.
你看他没有直接给答案。
He actually gives a rebuke.
他其实是在责备。
He says, "You're talking back to God."
他说你这样讲是在向神顶嘴。
Now, those of you who are married and who have children have seen this thing happen before.
有孩子的人大概都有经历过孩子顶嘴的经验。
Eat your vegetables.
你要吃你的青菜。
Why do I have to eat my vegetables? I don't like vegetables. I don't like broccoli. I don't like spinach. Why do I have to eat my vegetables? I don't want to eat my vegetables. I want to eat candy.
小孩子就顶嘴啊！我不要吃青菜啊！我为什么要吃这个菜？我要吃糖果就好了。
You see, children are very good at talking back to the authority figure.
小孩子很懂得怎么顶嘴哦。
Now, my kids weren't like that. They love their vegetables. Thank you.
当然，我的孩子不像这样，我小孩都很喜欢吃青菜。
But I've been in restaurants and seen other people's kids act like holy terrors.
不过我在上馆子的时候，常常看到很多孩子是这个样子。
But the point I'm trying to make is in verse 20, see what Paul does.
不过你看二十节，保罗怎么说呢？
He basically says, that's a stupid thought you came up with in verse 19.
那保罗就说，你十九节问的这个问题实在是很愚蠢的问题。
And the reason why it's stupid is that your whole perspective on it is that you are more righteous than God.
为什么这样问很愚蠢呢？因为你自以为你自己比上帝还懂。
In other words, you don't have any right to come to those conclusions that God's mercy is a wrong thing.
你没有权利来说，来论断神的怜悯不对。
You see how he gives an illustration of this? Shall what is formed say to him who formed it, why did you make me like this?
他说，这个受造物，这个作品啊，他可以对作者说，你为什么这样造我呢？
And Paul basically says there are rights that creators have, and there are rights that, and there are situations that created beings have.
那保罗这边意思是说，作者他有他的，他有权利做他想要做的。那作品本身，他没有权利来智慧。
对。So that's his whole point. So then he gives this other illustration about pots and clay.
然后接下来他有讲到这个泥土跟跟器皿。
Now the first question I have for all of you is where did the material come from to make the pot?
那现在我问你，这个做器皿的这个材料是从哪里来的？
Look at the verse, it tells you. What was the pot made out of?
这个器皿是用什么做的？材料是什么？
One lump of clay.
是从一团泥里面。
Okay, which pot was made from that lump of clay? The good pot or the bad pot?
那这个泥是做成好的器皿还是不好的器皿？
The saved pot or the unsaved pot?
得救的器皿还是没有得救的器皿？
Which one was made from that lump of clay?
这一团泥是做成什么样的器皿？
Both. Now the question I have to ask you is, what was that lump of clay?
那这团泥是什么？它又能做贵重的器皿，又能做卑贱的器皿。
In Paul's illustration, what is this lump of clay?
说在保罗这个例子里面，这个泥是什么？这一团泥是什么？
No, the lump of clay is sinful humanity.
这一团泥代表的是人的罪性。
It's everybody who's ever lived.
就是从以前到最后每一个活在世上的人。
From that group of humanity that went sour in Adam through sin, God has then chosen to make some people into glorious objects because of his grace.
所以全人类因为亚当的犯罪堕落就继承了这个罪性，从全部的这个罪人当中，神拣选一团里一群人出来，他要做贵重的器皿，又要做卑贱的器皿。
And God has chosen to pass over the other pots, and has destined that they would not be for glorious purposes, but for ignoble purposes, common purposes.
所以选择神选择有一群人要做卑贱的器皿，这些人是没有办法得荣耀的。
Now, Paul knows in verse 22, some of you are not going to be convinced by that answer and that illustration.
那保罗知道说他这样的回答，可能有些人还是觉得不服气。
So Paul asks a hypothetical question.
所以他就又问了一个假设性的问题。
Now, what is that hypothetical question?
他问什么呢？
What is it? Actually, he asked two hypothetical questions. One in verse 22 and one in verse 23.
22节、23节各问了一个假设性的问题。
What's the first one?
第一个问题是什么？
Yeah, what if God had power to punish everybody a long time ago, decided not to do it?
神早就有机会来惩罚每一个人，为什么他不做呢？不惩罚呢？
What if he allowed believers and non-believers to live on the world for a purpose? What if God allowed both unbelievers and believers to continue to live on this earth, and he delayed his judgment against the unbelievers, and he did so for a purpose? What's wrong with that?
那如果他如果神的意思是他要让基督徒跟非基督徒在世上共存一段时间，那这有什么不对呢？
So his point is what if God is so amazingly patient that he's allowed unbelievers to continue to live because he wants to give believers, those who will believe, the opportunity to believe in him? What's wrong with that?
如果神要让基督徒跟非基督徒共存，然后让那些会得救的人来相信他，没有提早的来惩罚这些要被毁灭的人，这有什么不对吗？
Here's the point.
这边的重点是
When people are bothered by predestination, when people are bothered by it, when it bugs them, when it makes them feel 不舒服。
如果有些人觉得这个预定论、预定得救的这个论点让他们觉得很不舒服。
It's because you're not looking at it from the perspective of Paul in Romans 9.
那是因为你没有从罗马书九章保罗这个观点来看。
Because every time Paul mentions it in Ephesians 1, in Romans 9, in Romans 8, it comes hand in hand with two amazing concepts.
因为保罗在腓立比书一章，在罗马书八章、九章都是提到同样的事情。
以弗所书第一章。
哦，以弗所书第一章。
Every single time it comes hand in hand with two concepts. The first is mercy.
每次都讲到两件事，第一个就是怜悯。
And in Ephesians 1, it's grace.
然后以弗所书讲的是恩典。
And then we saw today in Romans 8, it's love.
那在罗马书八章我们看的是爱。
You see, if you look at predestination in any other way, then God is so amazing in his love that he freely, as a gift, chose you and others. If you look at it any other way, you're not looking at it the right way.
如果你用别的方式，预定论以外的方式来看的话，你就真的不是真的明白神他的慈爱，他怎么样，他对世人的慈爱是多么的高深长阔，他能够这样白白的把他的得救的恩典来赐给人，他的爱是那样的大。
So here's my answer to your question, Melody.
所以我今天给你的答案是
God doesn't answer the mystery of why he allowed the human race to fall into sin. He doesn't answer that.
上帝并没有回答我们，告诉我们说为什么他容许世人去犯罪。
But the only practical answer he gives to us is an answer that we can accept in our hearts.
那他给我们的一个很实际的答案就是我们的心里面可以来接受他。
That he predestines because he's merciful.
知道说他的预定是因为他怜悯。
And he predestines because he's gracious.
他的预定是因为他施恩给人。
And he predestines because he loves.
他预定是因为他爱人。
And that's the only way we can look at it.
我们只能从这样的角度来看。
And any other way of looking at it reverses the creator-creature distinction, and it puts us in a position of standing over God in judgment, a position that the scripture doesn't allow us to have.
其他的论点都是把创造者跟作品跟受造之物的角色给互换了。
Okay, Marty, you had a question?Okay, let me simplify Marty's question. Okay, Marty has two questions. Question number two is, if God allows sin, then isn't God the author of sin?
第二个问题是，如果上帝容许罪存在，那这个罪是他创造的吗？
And Marty's first question is, how is it that the scripture presents two concepts? One is that we have free choice. The other one is that God is the one who's planning everything. And how do we put those two things together? Well, okay, I'll get there. Okay.
第一个问题是，我们人有自由意志，自由选择权。那神又有他的掌管一切的这个，旨意。跟权力，那这两者之间怎么平衡？
What's bothering Marty is that the Bible says that we are responsible for something that we do not have the power to do ourselves.
圣经
What's bothering Martin is that the Bible says that there's something that all human beings are responsible for doing, which is accepting Jesus, yet we do not have the power in and of ourselves to do.
圣经说我们有责任要来选择信靠耶稣，可是又说我们没有能力选择耶稣。
You know what I'm saying? And that's just a fact. You know, I can't explain it. Both things are true. We are judged. Paul speaks in 2 Corinthians 5 that all of us will have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account of the deeds done in the body, whether good or bad. We are all responsible for every single action that we do.
在哥林多前书五章讲到，保罗说将来我们每后书五章讲到说，将来我们每天都要每一个人都要站在神的施恩宝座前，要为我们生前所有的言行举止一切作为来向神交代，我们要为自己的行为来负责，那这是一个事实，可是神的旨意他的拣选也是事实。
I'm out of my league. I've called in the second string, the first string quarterback.
Basically, for human beings, the answer is our representative did have that ability to choose or not to choose. Adam.
事实就是代表我们全人类的亚当，他是有能力来选择。
Our representative was perfect. All the faults we have, he didn't have those.
亚当被造的时候，他是完美的，他没有人的这些软弱。
But God made him able to obey him or able to not obey him.
神给他能力，可以选择来顺服神，也可以选择不顺服神。
And just by this is from Romans 5, by fact of our covenant relationship, what he did affects us, and now we're not able to obey God.
所以就像这是第五章所讲的，这是一个约，有一个约的关系。亚当是这个约里面作首的，所以他代表我们。他犯了罪，他悖逆神之后，所以之后我们就没有这个能力来选择神。
So in 2 Corinthians 5, Paul summarizes it, for as in Adam, all in the human race die. 2 Corinthians 5, for as in Adam, all die. It's 1 Corinthians 15, for as in Adam, all die.
就如同在亚当里面，我们每一个人都死。
Even so, in Christ, all those who believe shall be made alive.
可是在基督里，每一个信的人都可以活。
In both instances, one person is acting on behalf of the whole humanity they represent.
在这两种情况中，每一个人，这两个人都各自都代表全人类。
Adam was our representative, and he led us all into sin, death, punishment.
亚当代表我们，可是他带领全人类进入罪。
But because of what Jesus did, all those who believe enter into life, forgiveness, justification, grace.
可是因为耶稣的缘故，我们所有信靠他的人都能够得到生命，得到恩典。
So basically, the Bible does present human choice and human responsibility as a fact. You will be judged. You will be held accountable for the decision you make about Jesus Christ.
所以圣经确实有讲到说，你有责任要为你的行为来负责。
But the Bible does not say that then you have a right on the last day if you reject God to say, well, it was your fault, dude. You know, you didn't choose me. You can't say that because the you that is you talking to God is a sinful person.
可是圣经说你不能在末日的时候对神说是因为你没有拣选我所以我才没有得救因为你是一个受造之物你不能向你的创造者这样的来定罪
Yes sir You want me to translate? His question is in Genesis chapter 1, it bugs a lot of us, it bothers a lot of us, because wouldn't God have known that Adam was going to disobey and choose to sin? Mm-hmm.Didn't die immediately. What bothers you?So it bothers you that God didn't kill Adam on the spot when he said... No, please. Do you understand? Okay.
他讲到说在创世纪刚开始的时候，上帝对亚当跟夏娃说：“你们不可吃园中那个分别善恶树上的那个果子，你们吃了就必定会死。”可是他们吃了之后，并没有马上死，所以他感觉上好像觉得上帝并没有真的完全马上遵守他的诺言，说 直接就把他们击杀。
Well, my answer to that is that when God says you shall surely die, that we don't have to assume that that was immediate. Although I could see how people would think that immediate death would be one of the possibilities, those words, you shall surely die, do not have to mean you shall surely immediately die.
我的答案是，虽然上帝说你必定会死，可是这句话真的不能代表说你就会马上死。
So what let me tell you what we're going to do right now. We're going to celebrate the fact that Adam didn't immediately die.
那我们现在要做的就是我们来庆祝亚当当时没有立刻被击杀。
We're going to celebrate the fact that God is patient.
我们要来庆祝神他是有耐心的这个事实。
We're going to celebrate that God has a plan.
我们要来庆祝神对人类有一个计划。
We're going to celebrate that God's plan and God's purpose involve suffering.
我们要来庆祝神在神的计划跟他的目的里面，他是要让我们透过苦难来得益处。
And we're going to celebrate that the person who suffered in a way that was far greater than we will ever suffer.
我们要来庆祝一个事实，就是有一个人他所受的苦远超过我们所受的苦。
Brothers and sisters, we're going to celebrate that the Son of God died for our sins.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们现在要来庆祝上帝的儿子为我们死。
And so, Jesus Christ himself gave us the Lord's Supper to remember what he has done for us.
耶稣基督他设立圣餐，就是要让我们来纪念他。
He said to his disciples that the bread that we're about to take represents his body, which was broken for us.
他对他的门徒说：“你们所领的这个饼，所吃这个饼，是耶稣他自己的身体为我们舍的。”
And so this meal today is for every single one of you who have already said yes to Jesus in your heart. You know that his body was broken for you. You know that his blood has been shed for you. You've professed that faith, and you're his child.
今天这个圣餐是要给那些已经清楚宣告相信耶稣的人，清楚明白神的儿子为你受死，那你也是公开在众人面前宣誓这样的信仰的人。
But for those of you who haven't done that yet,
如果你还没有这样公开来宣誓你的信仰，
then this meal today is a reminder that God's promise is for you.
这个圣餐至少可以提醒你，这个是恩典是为你预备的。
The gospel is for all who believe.
这个福音是为每一个愿意相信的人预备的。
Whosoever will may come.
让凡事愿意来就近这个福音的人都可以领受。
Jesus promises that whoever comes to me, says Jesus, I will in no wise cast out.
耶稣说凡来到我面前的我必不丢弃他们。
So if that's where you're at today, let the bread go by till you have that opportunity to let us know and let the world know that you've accepted Jesus.
所以今天
wait to take.
如果你还没有真正来信靠耶稣，或者还没有公开宣誓你的信仰，今天就先不要来领这个圣餐。
And then you'll be able to join with us next time.
希望下一次的时候你就有机会。
So on the night that the Lord Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, "This is my body, which is broken for you."
主耶稣被卖的那一夜，他拿起饼来，祝谢了就拨开，说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。”你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
I want to remind you that when the disciples took the Lord's Supper in 1 Corinthians 11, it was a meal.
我要提醒大家，在哥林多前书这边讲的这个门徒所领的这个圣餐，它是一顿很丰盛的正餐。
Now we've turned it into a snack.
那我们把它变成好像在吃点心一样。
Okay, a little piece of bread.
只是一小块饼。
And just enough grape juice to cause you to want to drink more grape juice.
只给你喝一点点的葡萄汁，喝了之后会想喝更多而已。
But even though we're not having a big feast with so much food and drink that people could get full and drunk, nevertheless, we can still remember the meaning of it.
虽然我们不能像当初他们那样享用丰盛的一餐，我们只是吃一点点心，可是这已经足够让我们可以来纪念耶稣的作为。
Brothers and sisters, this represents the body of Jesus Christ that was broken for you.
各位弟兄姐妹，这个饼代表的是耶稣的身体为你舍的。
All of you take of it.
请大家一起来领用。
And on that same night, the Lord Jesus took the cup and he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for the forgiveness of your sins."We're passing out the cup today, and on the outside is grape juice, and on the inside is real wine. So if you want the grape juice, grab the grape juice. If you want the wine, grab the wine. But this represents the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ in the supper we're partaking of.
在那同一天晚上饭后，他也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约。你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。那我们今天准备的杯，外面的是葡萄汁，中间的是葡萄酒，如果你可以自由取用。
And while we're passing it out, I want to give some of you an opportunity to share what Jesus means to you.
在我们分这个杯的时候，我要给大家一个机会来分享，信靠耶稣对你的生命有什么样的一个含义。
You see, the great thing about a fellowship meal is people talk during the meal.
这个我们所谓圣餐，我们在团契，在吃饭的时候分享，这就是所谓分享，就是我们一面吃饭一面聊天。
I talked so much during our wedding banquet, I didn't get any cake.
我在我自己的婚礼上，因为讲太多话，结果连自己的蛋糕一口都没吃到。
So, what are the things that you want to share?With your family in Christ today about how Jesus means to you.
所以你今天在你这个属灵的家中，你有没有什么要跟你的家人分享的耶稣对你生命的含义？
Kids are always talking at our table. We can't get them to stop. So who wants to be first?
小孩，我们在家里吃饭的时候，小孩子总是一直在讲话，都讲不停。今天有没有人想要先分享？在家里是老大，所以没有大哥。可是我现在很高兴，我成为基督徒之后，在神的家中，我有一个大哥，而且是我可以尊敬的。
Someone else, what would you like to share about what Jesus means to you?
有没有人要分享耶稣在你生命中有什么样的含义？
Maybe it's something that the Lord's done for you recently.
也许是。神最近在你身上做了什么？耶稣是一个很注重细节的人，他在各样的小事上提醒我要做得更好。
Someone else, what does the Lord mean to you? What's He done for you in your life?
上帝在你的生命中，他占有什么样的地位？他为你做了什么？ 觉得我自己的所有的努力想做什么都没有办法做到尽善尽美很完美可是耶稣在我身上的作为每一件都是完美的
Someone else What has Jesus done for you?
还没有人要分享耶稣为你做了什么
What does Jesus mean to you?
他在你生命中是什么样的一个地位跟意义觉得我们人都是自高自大充满罪行罪恶可是耶稣竟然他神的儿子能够来到世上为我们这样受死来赎我们的罪实在是很不可思议
Someone else Helen
Before I met God, my life was without hope. But after I met Jesus, my life is full of hope.
So the cup represents for us today hope.
今天这个杯代表的是盼望
Fellowship.
彼此之间的团契
Communion.
是一个可以互相的来交分享
，and forgiveness，
也是赦免。
All of you drink，
大家一起来领用这个杯。
Now today is a special day, and we're going to have lunch together in just a moment.
今天是一个很特别的日子，我们等一下一起来用餐。
But before we do that, we have a dear brother who's going to be leaving us, and this is his last Sunday.
但是在我们用餐之前，有一个亲爱的弟兄，他就要离开我们了。他这是他最后一次来跟我们参加主日。
And so I want to take this opportunity to thank Chris for all that he's meant to us and all that he's been for us. So let's, Chris, if you'll stand.
把握这个机会来谢谢 Chris 在我们当中的服事。
And Chris, I want to ask you to come up here, and Joel's going to pray for you as you leave. We are going to miss you big time.
我们会很想念你
Joel Okay, we're going to do a little bit more Okay, yeah, we have a few things for you Actually, we have several things We're going to send you off with more luggage
我还有一些礼物要送他让他行李装得更满一点
Chris, these are all custom tailored gifts Chris, these are all custom tailored gifts
这些礼物都是为你量身打造的
Okay, so Joel, I'm going to let you do the honors
Well, it's heavy
很重
Why don't you open it?
打开来看看。
All Helen's pretty paper. Take it out. Or open it. It's just to give him memories of his time in Taiwan.
哇，他很喜欢照片啊，都是我们教会的。
Helen did all the decoration.、So.
这是 Helen 做的。
And if you didn't have time to write little notes in it, we're going to have a party at our house after church, and you can when you come there, you can write extra notes in it if you want to add something to his album.
如果想写一些话来祝福他的话，等一下 结束之后到我们家有一个派对。
There's some, yeah, there's something else. Why don't you bring it? Give it. I'll sign it. This is your tradition when you gave other people leaving, and you're really good and loving it at helping other people as they leave and showing them love and grace from our church. And so we wanted to give one to you too.
我们教会每次有人离开哦 ，Chris 就很喜欢准备这个一个球送他们签了名的球，所以我们也准备一个签名的球送他。
Now I know not everybody has signed it, so again, if you haven't signed it and you want to do it right after church right now or at the party, you're welcome to.
如果你还没有签名的话，等一下还可以再签。
Give it to Uncle Chris.
There we go.
You want to say anything?
Sure. I think I've already shared quite a bit, so, but this is just one thing I do want to share before I go.
我想分享一件事。
Already just kind of talking to my pastor and the elders back home in Vancouver, and they already give me lots of things to do.
我跟我的温哥华的牧师跟长老谈过，他们已经要交很多工作给我。
I leave on Wednesday, and I'm already supposed to organize something for the fellowship on the same Friday, so this Friday.
那礼拜三离开，然后那个同一个礼拜，礼拜五他们就已经要我做一些事情了。
And I think right now they're hoping that I'll do more stuff in the church, a little bit different, and even looking in the direction of type deacon and type elder type things.
他们现在已经对我有更多的期待哦，希望在教会里面可以担任长老或执事。
And I think before I left, for sure I didn't feel ready to do these things in my church in Vancouver.
当初我离开温哥华教会的时候，那时候还没有准备好要这样来服侍神。
I still don't feel ready to do these things in my church in Vancouver.
其实我现在也都不觉得已经准备好了。
But being in Taiwan and being at this church has made me feel.A little bit more confident to do these things.
可是待在台湾这几年，待在教会这几年，让我觉得比较有准备好，可以来担任这样的一个角色。
So just thank you for training me and teaching me while I was here.
谢谢你们的训练跟教导。
Come and we're going to pray. Joel's going to pray for Chris, and we're going to agree together.
Joel 要为他祷告，我们大家一起来同声，一起来。同心合意来。
Let's pray. Oh Lord, we just pray you would fill Chris with your spirit, that the Lord that is his Lord, that loves him so much, that is our Lord too, Lord, that you would be with him each day and help him to more and more learn to love you and know your word as he goes through his life. I pray you would...just put him to work where you have him, in his church, in his city. I pray you would bless him in his goals for life and wanting to become a policeman there. But even more that, Lord, we know your goal for him to be conformed to the image of likeness of Jesus, his son. I pray you would just do that more and more and help him to see that and rejoice in how he's changing and in how you're making him.We pray you would one day provide him with a good wife and a good family. And we thank you for him being part of our family. In Jesus' name, amen.